incarnations of the Lord is very special. We as aspiring servants of the residents of Vrindavan, and sometimes the question arises about the importance of serving Lord Nrisimhadev, or thinking of Nrisimhadev, or taking shelter of Nrisimhadev. Lagu Bhagavatam Sita, which is at the outline of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in giving the delineations of the different personalities of Krishna's manifestations, then puts in the category, the topmost category, that of Krishna, Lord Ramachandra and Lord Narasimha. And in Bombay, during a class, it was on Ramachandra's appearance day, in the morning class. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Lord Ramachandra, he has all the qualities of Krishna. It is mentioned that the jiva, he has 55, but he can have, 50 of the qualities of the Lord. Special living entities like Brahma and Shiva can have 55. Then Vishnu, he has those 55 fully and a few more, up to 60. Then Mahanarayan, he has these 60 qualities in full. Then Krishna, he has 4 more qualities that the others do not have. The Prabhupada mentioned Lord Ramachandra, he has all the 64 qualities, but he does not manifest those last 4. He does not, he could play the flute, he does not play the flute. So therefore, Krishna becomes very special in his manifestation that only he shows these qualities. So in the same category given by Rupa Goswami, that Narasimhadev is there. Though we see he even manifests less of so many qualities than even Lord Nrisimha or Lord Ramachandra. But he's a very special out of all the avatars. So much so that Nanda Maharaj, in his household deities, is being devotees in the culture of devotees, then they were the householders who keep their own deities and do worship. Then his deity was Lord Nrisimha. Specifically, he was worshipping for the protection of Krishna. So Lord Nrisimhadev is manifest there in Vrindavan, in this particular mood. We also see that Krishna, when he kills the demons, then he does not do it personally. He takes on his mood of Vasudeva. And he, there in Vrindavan, he is killing the demons. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur then describes these demons as the different anarthas that come up in the heart of the devotees. So there's all these different demons, and he very nicely describes how they are all different disturbances in the devotional path that will be felt by the devotees. So then Krishna himself destroys these obstacles. So we see that he is doing this. So Nrisimhadev then is mentioned in the by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his small book on the parikrama of Mayapur, where he himself is personally going on this parikrama. He is the avatarangini. Then that Lord Nrisimhadev, he removes the obstacles that are there, in which, so that one becomes qualified to be able to worship Radha and Krishna. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was traveling to Nisimapo. Then the Shimine there manifests and blessed him and said that now all your obstacles, all the obstacles will be removed and you worship Radha Krishna here in Navadvipa and that will give you the greatest perfection. But Krishna wants to protect us. He wants to destroy the demons, either in the form of obstacles in our service within the heart or externally in the form of different living entities who take on demoniac moves and natures. Then Krishna comes as a Nisimhadev to destroy these demons. Protection and purification of the devotees. And by gaining his blessing, then one gains the adhikar, the qualification, to seriously take up the service for the worship of Radha and Krishna. We do not see the Srila Prabhupada being such important to any of the other avatars. For us, then Lord Chaitanya, Krishna is moved serving himself as Srimati Radharani does, as himself in his mood of interacting with the devotees of Vrindavan, and that for protection, and so we may progress nicely to come to this platform of being qualified to serve Radha Krishna Lord Chaitanya. Then we have the worship of Lord Krishna. In the Shingadeva Ki.